Blog Talk Radio.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, from all blessings come from the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's tune in to the second part. The second part or second half of the Hour of Power, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry with your ministering host, Minister Elaine. Amen. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to the first half of the Hour of Power with Prophetess Martha, the Prophetic Corner. Amen. An awesome message talking about Job today. An awesome prayer from Elder Askew. Amen. On fire. Amen. Glory to God. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you allowed us to be a part of your busy day today. Amen. Glory to God. And we do hope that you tune in every Sunday evening from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., the Hour of Power, Prophetic Corner, and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Just got a couple of announcements. You can connect with me, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, the Voice Connection, by following us or liking us on our various social media sites, Pinterest, Google+, Google Blog, Twitter. And we have two Facebook pages, Elaine Jackson and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, where you'll find all of the sermons there. And also we want to invite you to check out our web page as well. Amen. I want to remind you of Friday night prayer at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every first Friday of every month. Amen. I'm going to give you that number so you can go ahead and lock it in your phone and write it on your calendar so you don't want to miss these Friday night prayer. If you missed the last one, where is Tamar? What happened to Tamar? You missed it. Oh, God, the anointing was on fire. Amen. The call-in number is 475-645-4000, access code 494-670#. And the next Friday night prayer will be May the 2nd. So you want to put that into your phone. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophets Yvonne and Joseph Ryle. Amen. Prophet Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Just want to remind you of the Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord, with your host, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also coming up is Voice of Truth second year anniversary. We be moving to another level, amen. That date is July the 27th. We'll give out more details later and who the guest preacher will be on that day, amen. 2 years and counting, amen. Glory to God. That will include all our announcements. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all things. We thank you for help, for this is truly a day that the Lord has made. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for touching us and waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father, for everything that you have allowed us to have in this life, because we have nothing without you, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins, the bereaved family, those that are behind prison bars, oh Father. We pray that you will comfort them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we pray that every need of every person that is listening, whether they come back in the archives and they listen, oh God, that every need will be met in the name of Jesus. For you said, Father God, that you will provide and make provision for your children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray right now for healing and deliverance, oh Father, for the lost, oh God, all over the world, oh God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch minds, souls, and eyes, that they may see, oh, hallelujah, the true light, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you sent Jesus over 2,000 years ago, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus, that all might be set free, that all might be healed, that all might be delivered, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for healing, oh, God. We thank you right now for deliverance, because it was the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can heal a sin-sick soul. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for healing, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I got to yet praise down in my spirit, because I know what God has done for me. I know that he saved my soul. I know that when I was lost and I was in the world, I know that God saved me. I know that he delivered me. I know that he delivered me from my enemies. That's the kind of God that I serve. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah to your name, for he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was I glory, hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I once was blind. I once was lost, and I'm talking about me. But now I see. Oh, hallelujah, because the blood of Jesus saved me. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. The message will be coming from Luke today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Luke, the 18th chapter, and I will begin reading at verse number 35, and the word of God reads, and it came to pass that as he was come down to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they went before rebuke him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thou faith hath saved thee. Hallelujah. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, and gave praise unto God. Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today is, Once I Was Blind, But Now I See. Hallelujah. Once I was blind, but now I see. Now, here was a blind man. He was a beggar. He was poor. Hallelujah. And he could not see. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The blind man, hallelujah, cried unto Jesus. And he said, Lord, have mercy, please. You know, many times in our lives we have people around us that don't want us to be healed. They don't want us to be free. They don't want us to see, glory to God, and they don't want us to be delivered. But on this day, this blind man cried out unto God, regardless of what everybody else said, to be quiet, shut up, don't go there, we don't want to hear, you're keeping up too much noise. Blind man said this day, oh, I'm going to get healed because I believe that Jesus can heal me. I got enough faith to believe that the Son of Man can heal my blind eye. I got enough faith to believe, glory to God, that he can heal my soul, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why he cried out to Jesus. He cried out to the Messiah. He said, have mercy on me. Glory to God. When you get in a place, glory to God, when you need some help, see, the blind man knew, I need this man named Jesus, and I got to call on his name. Glory to God. Don't matter what you say, no matter how you feel about it, I got to call on the man that can heal my eyes and open my eyes that I might see the light. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible says, oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus can heal you. Glory, hallelujah. And see, the Bible says, oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Said the blind man, hallelujah. He kept on crying out. He kept crying out unto the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And the Bible said, Jesus turned around, in other words, and said, hold up, wait a minute. Somebody's calling my name. Somebody's calling. Call on Jesus, because he's the one that can heal your soul, your mind, your body. Oh, hallelujah. He's the one can open up your eyes that you might see. Oh, hallelujah. I must find myself, but I call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for this word. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. If they said, hold up, wait a minute, Jesus said, bring him to me. Bring this man to me. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he touched him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. All he had to do was touch him. Oh, glory to God. If you ask the Lord, thou God, if you are asked for healing, you can be healed. But you got to have faith enough to believe that you can be healed. This blind man said, I once was blind, but now I see her because Jesus done came and he done healed my eyes. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible said he touched him. The touch. Glory to God. He was healed immediately. The Bible said he was healed immediately. Jesus said to him, he said, what do you want me to do for you, blind man? What do you want me to do for you? Do you ask the Lord? Do you seek Jesus? Are you seeking him for what you need? The blind man wanted to see on this day. Glory to God. He wanted to see. Oh, hallelujah. He was tired of living in darkness. Oh, hallelujah. He wanted to see the truth. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And when Jesus touched his eyes and he opened up his eyes, he could see the true light. Glory, hallelujah. Standing there before him, the word of God, the true light, the light of the world. Glory to God. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. 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 Healed. 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 This blind man was healed, that he might see, that he no longer would walk in dust, that he would no longer have scales over his eyes.
He will not walk in darkness, but walk in the light. No more darkness. See, when you're walking in the darkness, everything looks right. That's wrong. And see, that's what the devil wants to keep you. He wants to keep you down in the darkness. He wants to keep you in the world of sin. He don't never want you to come to the marvelous light. He wants you to keep you right there in the city of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that Jesus was anointed to heal. Jesus was anointed to deliver. Jesus was anointed to do what he was doing. Glory to God. He said, I came for the sick. I came for the blind that they might see. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You don't have to stay blind unless you want to. And I'm talking about a physical blindness. See, this blind man had a physical blindness, and he also, his soul needed to be saved. That's why Jesus said to him, this day your faith has healed you. Not only was his eyes open, so was his salvation soul, and salvation had come to his house. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. He says, the blind man, can you imagine? Once I was blind, but now I can see. I can look up above and I can see the heavens and the earth that the Lord has created. I can see the sunshine. I can see the people all around me. I can see the one that healed me because Jesus was right there. Oh, hallelujah, the healer, the deliverer. Oh, hallelujah, he was right there. Glory to God. Right before him, when he opened up his eyes, he looked upon the light. Glory, hallelujah. When you look upon the true light, there's no more darkness. Glory to God. God, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah, he was healed. Hallelujah. Jesus is a healer. He's a deliverer. On this day, this man wanted to be healed. He did not care about what anybody else thought, whether they were going to be his friend or not, were they going to kick him to the curb. He wasn't trying to be a part of the clique. He didn't really care. All I know is that I can't see her. And I know that this man named Jesus can heal me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. He was healed. Once was blind, but now I see. When you find the true Jesus, when you find the true light, oh, hallelujah. When you find it, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. To know that your soul is saved. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve that heals and delivers and set free. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he cried out. What are you crying out for? You're crying for something, but you're seeking it in the wrong places. You need to seek Jesus today and come out of the world of sin. Come to Jesus while you yet have time. Come to Jesus while there's still day. Glory, come to Jesus while you still can work. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. The time now is to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus that he will open your eyes that you might see. Oh, hallelujah, that you will no longer live in darkness, in a world full of sin, a world that is dying. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the lost right now, Father. We pray, oh, Father God, that they will seek you as this blind man, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let them seek you, that their eyes may be open unto you, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that their soul will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. While they still have time, oh God. For the Son of Man is soon to return. And you must know who Jesus is for yourself. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's time out for Planet Church. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's time now to get right with God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. 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 Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Just as the blind man was healed, he received his sight because of his faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you really believe, first of all, that Jesus was sent? Do you really believe that he can heal you? Do you believe that he can deliver you? He can deliver you out of any situation that you may be in your life. physical blindness or spiritual blindness.
Hallelujah. Ask him to heal you today. Ask him to give you sight today that you might see and see clearly.
Hallelujah to Jesus, that you might look up to the heavens. You know, many times when we're walking in spiritual blindness, we never really look up. But when we look up, we can see the things of God if we are in Christ. Glory to God. But when we're walking in darkness, we can't see what's over our head.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
There's darkness over our heads. There's death over our heads because we cannot see the goodness and mercies of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Once was blind, but now I see. Blind myself. Was blind unto the things of God. I was going to church. Hallelujah. In the church every Sunday, on the church run. Oh, hallelujah. And in my family's church, the church I grew up in. But none of that's going to matter if you don't know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you're going to have all of that and yet not know who Jesus is. Your eyes are still closed. Hallelujah. There's a darkness. There's a veil there that you are not saved. Many churchgoers are going to lift their eyes up in hell if they don't, glory, hallelujah, come to the true and living God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's time out for playing church, for it's soon to return. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He came that you might be healed and delivered and set free. He shedded his blood that you might be healed, that you can receive your sight. When you began to receive your sight, then you will see and recognize and know of all the things that were around you. It wasn't of God. That man wasn't sent from God. He wasn't sent. That woman wasn't sent from God. This ain't what God meant for me to have. See, when you're walking in darkness, you don't know the things of God. Hallelujah. Because you're blind, I'm one of them, I can tell you. Because the devil will always send you something in your sight that you like. He will never, ever send you a man or woman. He will never send you nothing that you don't like. Oh, hallelujah. If you're a man and you like men, he's going to send you another man. If you're a woman and you like women, he's going to send you another woman. If you're a woman and you like a man, chocolate, 6 feet tall, hallelujah. He going to send you just what you want. If you want a man that's a preacher, anointed man, oh, he'll send you one. The devil will send you one. And he'll have a false light. But when you are blinded and you cannot, your sight is blinded, you'll think he of God. Woo! Jesus asked me how I know. Glory to God. That's another message for another day. Oh, hallelujah. They'll walk like God. They'll talk like God. They'll act like God. And then God ain't even, they don't even know who Jesus is, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the word. Hallelujah. Men. Oh, hallelujah. The devil will send you a woman that's so beautiful in your sight. Oh, see, I have a shape like a Coca-Cola bottle. Glory to God. Oh, she can talk about the church. Oh, hallelujah. But she don't even know Jesus. She got a heart of stone. That's why we got to be able to see. We got to be able to see what the devil is sending to us. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if we're blinded, we can't see. If we're walking in darkness. You know, the blind man had been in darkness for many years. But until he met Jesus. Until he met Jesus. Because when you're walking in darkness and darkness, in spiritual blindness, there are many things that the devil will make you think is the right thing to do. He'll make you think that it is. He'll make you think, oh, you're doing the right thing. You know, ain't nothing wrong with Jody. Ain't nothing wrong with my honey pot. It ain't nothing wrong with a sugar bag. Ain't nothing wrong with somebody paying that and paying this. It ain't nothing wrong with calls late at night. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong with you wearing your dresses too short up in the church. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong with you robbing and stealing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, that's just all religious thing. That's just all Christian thing. But let me tell you something. The devil will keep you right in those places when you're in spiritual blindness that you would think that those things are right. Those things ain't right. They ain't right. Hallelujah. Ask me how I know. I was in the church every Sunday and in the club on Saturday, Friday, and Thursday night, latest night. Glory to God. Because I was blind and it could not see. But now, I once was blind, but now I can see. I can see you. Glory to God. I'm so thankful. And I thank God for the blood. I thank him for healing and delivering me. I thank him for taking the scales off of my eyes. I thank him, through you to Jesus, that I might see. Glory to God. Woo! Jesus! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was just like Paul. Glory to hallelujah. Paul, that used to be Saul, and God changed his name. Paul was doing all kind of stuff. Hallelujah, against Christians. But what happened? Oh, hallelujah, when he saw the light. Glory to God. Everything changed when he saw the light. Glory, hallelujah. He became a preacher of the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because now he could see the truth. When you can't see the truth, you ain't living the truth and you ain't trying to live for Jesus. He is the truth. He is the only way that you can get to heaven. Don't let nobody fool you and tell you that there's another way to heaven. There ain't no other way to heaven. Glory to God. It's only through him. If we would be just like the blind man, the beggar and poor, hallelujah to Jesus. It would be like him. He didn't have much to say. He was poor. He was begging for somebody to give him something. But that day, he got the best gift he could ever get in his life. He got salvation. He got set free. He got healed. He got delivered. His eyes was open that he could see. Glory, hallelujah. His sight was healed. He was restored. Glory to God. He was restored physically and in the spirit. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Seek him now. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. We'll give you the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Now is the time. Now is the time. Don't think that you got a whole lot of time because no man knows the day nor the hour. He said, but look at the signs of the time, and you know that time is drawing near for me to return. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father, that somebody be healed, delivered, in the name of Jesus. If you don't know him, do that slide. It's time to come back. It's time to come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. You must have faith. You must believe. And the blood of Jesus will wash away your sins. Hallelujah. If you said this prayer in honor to do, repent of your sin, be and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible, and begin to read it. Develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. You can inbox me, amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, Amen. And if you need prayer, also inbox me there. Hey, amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. We have got to get out of here. I once was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will open up your eyes. Seek him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen. We want to thank you for tuning in. Meet us here next week at the same time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. Be blessed. Let no one steal your joy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have a great week. Amen.